ABC Media Days coverage on ESPN 105.1 The Zone is made possible by Ruby Falls and Ruby Falls Zipstream Aerial Adventure. Now, back to Radio Row for more of Press Row.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone as we continue to broadcast this week from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. And joining us this segment is SEC Coordinator of Officials Steve Shaw. Steve, we thank you as always for joining us. I guess when you look to this upcoming season, collaborative replay, one of the big subjects. What has you excited? What may have you a little nervous about it?
Well, first of all, great to be with you guys. And yeah, we've worked hard. We worked on our collaborative replay process. It's an experimental rule, but we've kind of worked the technology throughout the spring. We actually met with the NFL late last season in December and actually spent a day, you know, a football Sunday for them to kind of see how they did it. And they helped us a lot with technology. But basically what we're going to do in our video center in Birmingham, we're going to have three instant replay officials. We've got real-time video links and communication links to the instant replay booth in the stadium. Nothing changes in that booth. We're upgrading their technology a little bit, but the replay official in the stadium still has primary responsibility to stop the game and then has ultimate responsibility for, you know, we're going to overturn a call or not. But now when we have a stop, anytime we have a stop, the three instant replay officials in Birmingham will collaborate together, actually collaborate with the instant replay official in the stadium. And our goal is really twofold doing this. Number one, we want consistency. You know, if you have a targeting foul early in the morning, you want the same outcome, you know, late at night, or September to November. So I think it's really going to help us with consistency. And the other thing is it'll help us avoid incorrect outcomes. So we're excited about doing it. You know, one of the things that it is not perfection, you know, and perfection many times the beholder. I could put our coaches together at a table, put a great play up there and get a 7-7 vote. So perfection probably unattainable here, but if we can be consistent, avoid incorrect outcomes, then it'll be a success. What am I worried about? I'm worried about the technology. I mean, we've tested it. It works. It's all good. But when you kick off on September 1, you know, there'll be a knot in my stomach to say, does this stuff really work? But the good news is if it doesn't work, we still have our replay guy in the stadium, and we do it like we've always done it.
And are you pretty sure that length of games will not increase with this as a result? Or what do you say about those detractors who might say, gosh, games are getting longer as it is. How do we stop it?
Yeah, and most people say, boy, when you put more people in a decision, it's just going to drag out. But I think from an instant replay, you got to go to the philosophy of replay. I mean, replay is the call on the field is correct. That's the starting point. And then if you have indisputable video evidence, you can overturn it. So what we will get here, what happens in it, that replay seat in that stadium is a hot seat. And when we have a stop, you know, the camera's looking in the window, the clock's ticking. I mean, you're sweating bullets. And so a lot of times you say, hey, look at this. Yeah, we're going to overturn it. But what other shots do we have? Show me everything. Let me look at everything. Whereas now in a collaborative format, really you can come to a decision. We feel quicker, but we're not doing it for speed. And we really, last year was our best year ever on time. We averaged a minute 21 seconds on every replay stop. We averaged about two stops a game. So my expectation is we don't draw that out, but I'm not trying to shrink it. I want the right outcome from the replay process. And people have also said, well, you got three. Did you do it in case it's a 2-1 vote or whatever? No, because, you know, the premise, again, of replay is indisputable video evidence. And if we're in there and it's a 2-1 or 2-2 with the guy in the stadium, then that's your answer. This is a stand and we go on. So you really want to get that, that indisputable evidence where all guys see it. And I think with the collaborative process, what we've seen so far, it can actually be faster. But until we get into game day Saturday, we won't know.
And from the fly on the wall department, people would love to know what it's like in that video center. Do you have any plans, whether it's this year or down the road, just to show what 30 minutes of real time or an hour of real time, what it would be like in that video center?
Well, it's a great thought and idea. Now this video center becomes just like our replay booth. You know, if you go to the replay booth in stadium, it's got this little sign on it. you know, no admittance, you know, has, you know, commissioner's signature on it. And so that's what this is going to be like. I mean, you know, the old days, the old command center has kind of gone away, and the video center now will kind of, there won't be visitors, but maybe somewhere down the line we do some kind of, you know, pool report. I don't know. That'll be for somebody else to decide. But we won't do it in the first few weeks. We want to make this thing work. But I think, you know, if you think about replay, you know, we've been 10 plus years, and other than the advent of high def, we've made no process changes to replay, and it's time to look at it. And so I think it's time to take a look at this and do it.
You're listening to Steve Shaw, the coordinator of officials for the SEC, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
One more question about that. How many people are going to be sitting in the collaboration center? As many games are going on? Because I think the last thing you'd want is like three noon games going on, all three phones starting to ring, and one guy's in there like he's the Domino's pizza man.
Yeah. So the phone actually will not ring. I mean, they'll have, so what we'll do, the three replay guys will have primary responsibility for specific games.
Okay.
But if there's a stop in any game, they're all three going together. But if there are situations like if there's two stops at once, then whoever has primary will work that stop, and then the middle person will divide and conquer, go where he's needed. We won't do them sequentially, so if we have a stop in Gainesville and Athens at the same time, we won't say, hey, we're going to work Gainesville, hold on, Athens, we'll get to you in a minute. No, they'll be working it sequentially. But in that room, I mean, it'll be a very tight room, but we will also have a technician running the video gear for each one of the games as well. But it'll be a work zone, and it'll be an intense area for our replay officials.
Now, another thing, and a lot of fans will notice this pretty quickly, and I heard you mention this in your remarks the other day, the gesture of extended timeouts is something that people are going to notice. If you want to explain to our listeners and our SEC fans kind of what that is going to entail.
Yeah. So today, when the what we call the media timeouts, the TV timeouts are done in a game, and it's usually late in the game, and a team calls a team timeout, it's automatically, by rule, a 30-second timeout. Well, the coaches talked about, you know, sometimes, you know, we call timeout to stop the clock, but sometimes we need a strategy session. So what the rules committee has approved now is one timeout per half the coach can extend, and then that becomes a full team timeout. And so that gives them an opportunity on one of their timeouts where TV's not going to take one to extend it and get, you know, their strategy session done.
But that's not an extra timeout. It's still three timeouts per team per half, correct?
That is correct. Just three timeouts, but one of those three in each half they can extend to a full team timeout. And it's really the head coach's call on that.
And then finally, and I know this has been pushed back, but there's a lot of discussion about teams being able to use technology in real time, and that kind of got moved to next year because y'all had some hurdles to make certain it's fair for everybody. How is that process going?
Yeah, and this is excuse me, very interesting because the Rules Committee approved to allow for coaching purposes to use technology in the press box, you know, in the coach's booth and in the locker room. There was debate about on-field, and they said, no, let's start press box and locker room. Then there was a lot of work done. I mean, so that was done for the 16 season, and then a lot of the questions, just as you mentioned, how do we make it consistent? What if you're on the road? You need that same access to technology. And what we learned pretty quickly is we really need to do a little more planning and work to ensure that it's consistent and that it's equal for both teams. So the Rules Committee ultimately said, we're going to postpone this rule to 2017. But the reality is, in our offseason, there's going to be great debate. And we've already started that great debate with our coaches in Destin. You know, they also want to look at using tablets of some variety on the sideline. And then also, maybe more than all that, they want, our SEC coaches want the helmet communication to their quarterback and their signal caller on defense. So I think what's happened here is, even though, you know, the Rules Committee passed it and then said, no, we're gonna delay it, the implementation, for a year, it's now going to create a great debate in our offseason about what type of technology do we want, how do we make it consistent, how do we get it everywhere. And so I think really this has opened this window for a great debate for our coaches, for our athletic directors, because ultimately they got to pay for whatever it is, the technology that we decide to implement.
You're listening to SEC Coordinator of Officials Steve Shaw here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Only got a couple of minutes left. What you listed the other day, some of the rule changes. What do you think the one that fans will notice most this year?
So, you know, going back to replay, as we talked about the collaborative, so now there's a couple changes around targeting. I know targeting is always big to every fan, obviously to the players. So we've got a couple changes from replay around targeting. The first is that now the replay booth, if the call is not made on the field and it is an egregious targeting foul, replay can now stop the game and actually create a targeting foul from the replay booth. So that's a change. And then also from the replay booth, probably gives the fan more comfort, is now they've been given broader authority to review targeting. So before, they could only look at head contact, head or neck contact, and if it was forcible or, you know, that's all they could look at. But now they can look at the entire play. So was the player being hit defenseless? Was there a launch? Was there any targeting action? Did he use crown of the helmet? So now they broaden that look, and so they may be able to overturn some of these where there was maybe incidental helmet contact in the past, but they couldn't overturn it, but there was no targeting action by a player. So I think that'll be good. The other thing I'll mention that they'll notice, so we've always had, you know, I say always, in the last few years, if a player got two unsportsmanlike conduct fouls, they were automatically disqualified. We had nothing for the coaches. So now the rules committee's passed, if a coach gets two unsportsmanlike, he's disqualified.
Does that come up often?
Well, in my tenure as coordinator, it has not happened, and I'm not looking forward to that happening. And really, that's been one of our points of emphasis. We've worked over the last few years to really try to clean up our sidelines, and we've made good progress. We still have, you know, a ways to go. But, you know, I used last year as an example. We had a number of warnings, but we only had 3 15-yard penalties on the bench, on the sideline for the season in SEC games. So I want to get that to zero. We don't need to go there. You can go back and review your season and you can find it. But our coaches have been great to work with, and I think we're cleaning the boundary up, and we've made good progress there.
And then final question, when you look at 2013 and go back to the measures you took with targeting and everything, I know it hadn't been perfect every step of the way, but when you go back then to where you are now, how pleased are you with it? Has it had the desired effect that you wanted?
Yeah, I think there is no question we see a dramatic player behavior change, and also coaches teaching tackling and really working on the technique to take the head out. You know, keep your head up, see what you hit, you know, lower your target, and wrap up. And if you do those kind of things, you know, you're going to avoid the launch and the missile guy that's just coming in with his head. And so player behavior has changed, and we still have progress to make, but I think it's been very, very good. And you know, I know people said back when we made the change, oh, you're ruining the game. The game, you know, you're taking, we've not taken any physicality out of the game. And in fact, I would tell you, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, I can't imagine college football being more exciting than it has been. So it's a process that we need to continue to work to make the game safer. We're learning more and more about concussions, and there's a lot we don't know, but I do know this, less concussions are better. And I think we're making progress there. We got to stay the course. There's no back off. There's no let up there. And really what's happening is there's a player behavior change that is helping the game.
Steve Shaw, always enjoy having you, the coordinator of officials, telling the new rules to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Always my pleasure. Good to be with y'all.
All right, back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone as we continue to broadcast from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. More in a moment.